Chazar zeh nishm zeh bachetz shag mamam yehudim misach dechsu b'staf kufei perik shneida yonei perik shloisha osar zok the helig mishnah b'siyata dishmaya. There were two judges of Gezeris in Yerushalayim, Admon and Chanan ben Avishalom. Chanan said two things that the Chacham disagreed with, and Admon said seven things that the Chacham disagreed with. The mishnah starts: if a man traveled overseas and his wife went to Bezin and demanded support from his attas, Chanan said that she only needs to swear at the end, meaning when she hears that her husband died and she asks for payment of ksuba, she has to swear that she hasn't already gotten any form of payment. But she doesn't have to swear in the beginning, meaning when she's demanding support. The sons of Kahanim Gedolim argued and said that she has to swear in the beginning and at the end. Rav Doisa ben Harkonis agreed with them, with the Bnei Kahanim Gedolim. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said Chanan has spoken correctly and she only needs to swear at the end. In fact, the Gemara, a Braisa says that there were three judges of thefts in Yerushalayim: Admon ben Gadai, Chanan Hamitzri, and Chanan ben Avishalom. Our mission says there were only two, and our mission says that they were judges of Gezeris, not Gezeles. The Braisa says Gezeles, thefts. The Gemara says our mission only mentions two of the three because it felt those were more important for our discussion. With regard to the differing titles of Gezeles and Gezeris, Rav Nachum Yitzchak said they made Gezeris about Gezeles. In fact, another Bryce says there were three judges of Gezeris in Yerushalayim: Admon, Chanan, and Nochem. So Nochem was not a name listed in the previous Bryce. So Rav Papa said Rav Nosson is the one who says that Nochem was one of the judges, and this is the second Bryce that follows him. But the Chum said he was not one of the judges. In fact, remember, we find that there were many, many more judges in Yerushalayim than just three. Mar says there were many judges, but these three were the ones who made Gezeris. So Behuda and Mirvasi said these special judges would get paid from the Trumas Halishka. The Gemara says a Karna who was a judge would take an equal amount from each party to the Din Torah for his wages. We learned that a judge is not allowed to take a bribe even if he takes an equal amount from both parties. The Gemara says he was taking the money as wages, not as a bribe. We learned that a judge may not take money from judging cases at all, even as a fee. The Gemara says he took it for the time he spent and couldn't do other work, not for deciding on the case. We learned that even such payment is considered to be improper. The Gemara says it's only improper if it doesn't look like the judge is being stopped from earning other money. But Karna had a profession, and his stopping from having to deal with that profession is what allowed him to take money. Rav Avohu said judges who take bribes are so foolish. If a person has eyesight issues, he'll pay any money he has to a doctor to try and heal him, and the doctor is not even always successful. Yet a judge who takes a pruta as a bribe thereby blinds his eyes, as the pasuk says, and people still do it. A Braisa says the pasuk says that bribery blinds the eyes of the wise. How much more so it does to the eyes of the fools. The pasuk says that bribery corrupts the words of the tzaddikim. How much more so it does to the words of the rishayim. In fact, fools and rishayim are not judges in Bezin. So why are we talking about them taking bribes? The Gemara says the pasuk means that even if the judge is very wise, if he takes bribes, he'll eventually lose his wisdom. And even if he's a tzaddik, if he takes bribes, he'll eventually have an unsettled mind. Rav Dimi dashed in the pasuk to mean if a judge is like a king in that he feels like he doesn't need anything from anybody, he upholds the world. If he's like a who goes around accepting truma from people, he corrupts the world. Rabbi Bar Rav Shila said if a judge borrows things from people, he can't judge them because he can't be impartial. However, if he has things that he can lend to them as well, so he's not afraid to rule against them because they need him as much as he needs them, he may judge the people. In fact, when we find that Rava would borrow things from people, Mar says he did that actually to make them feel important. Rava said the reason a judge may not take a bribe even from the party that he finds to be the legitimate winner in a case is because taking the bribe makes him feel closer to the giver, and they end up being as one person. It's a person can never find fault in himself. Rav Papa said a person may not be a judge in a case where there is someone that he likes because he'll never find fault in him. Also, if there's someone he dislikes because he'll never find merit in him. Abaye said if people of a town like a certain one of their rabbanim, it's not because he's nice to them, it's because he doesn't give them enough mussar. Rava said, I initially thought that all the people in Mechuzah liked me. When I became a judge, I figured that half of them like me. I mean, the winners of the cases will like me, the other half will not like me, they're the losers of the case. But when I saw that today's losers may be tomorrow's winners and vice versa, I realized that either everyone's going to like me or everyone is going to hate me. Abraisa says from the pasuk we can learn that even if the bribe is of something other than money, it's usur. We find that Shmuel felt that someone offering to hold his hand as he crossed a bridge was considered bribery. Amemar felt that someone who removes a feather that had fallen on Amemar's head was considered to be a bribe. Mar Ukva considered it to be a bribe when someone covered saliva in front of him. Rabbi Shmuel had a sharecropper who brought him a share he brought him his share from the property a day early. Rabbi Shmuel refused to judge a case that the sharecropper was a party in because of that gesture. He then found that as he listened to the court case, which was being judged by other rabbanim, he found himself being partial to the sharecropper, thinking of strategies for him. He said, "If I didn't even take the bribe, and the bribe itself was mine to begin with, was my share, and still I'm being partial in my mind, how much more so are people who take true bribes?" A similar story happened with Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who refused to be a judge after being offered racious hagez by one of the parties. A man once brought Rav Onan some fish as a present, then asked him to be a judge. He said that I can't be a judge anymore because you've given me a present. He sent him to Rav Nachman to have his case heard over there. When Rav Nachman realized that Rav Onan had disqualified himself from the case, he figured that it must be that this person is a relative of Rav Onan, and he therefore allowed his case to be heard before that of orphans who were actually waiting in line first. Eliyahu Hanavi, who would come and learn with Rav Onan, but after this happened, he stopped coming until Rav Onan fasted and davened for his return.